AM WPFP. Translator W276DJ at 103.1 FM Park Falls, Wisconsin. Broadcasting from an old rickety shack on the shores of the Flambeau River. This is Jack FM.
ABC News, I'm Michelle Franzen. Iran's Navy seizing an oil tanker today in the Gulf of Oman. It's the latest attack by Iranian-backed Houthi militants on commercial ships in the Red Sea since the start of the Israel-Hamas war. White House National Security Advisor John Kirby.
We condemn this apparent seizure. The Iranian government should immediately release the ship and its crew. These provocative and unacceptable actions need to stop.
It is the same vessel the U.S. captured months ago with Iranian oil due to sanctions over Tehran's nuclear program. In Ohio, the Trumbull County's prosecutor's office confirming a grand jury has decided not to indict Brittany Watts after she miscarried and discarded the fetus. Prosecutors were seeking charges of abuse of a corpse. After NASA's OSIRIS-REx delivered the capsule filled with rock and dust samples from the asteroid Bennu last September, NASA teams have finally removed the two fasteners that kept scientists from accessing the remaining of the sample material. This is ABC News. Public health officials are marking the anniversary of an event that forever changed Americans' attitudes about smoking.
On January 11, 1964, then-Surgeon General Luther Terry made an announcement that most of us now take as given.
Cigarette smoking is a health hazard of sufficient importance to warrant remedial action.
Warning labels went onto cigarette packs. Later, cigarette ads were pulled from TV and radio. A Gallup survey conducted 4 years before Terry's announcement found that only 44% of Americans believed smoking caused cancer. A decade later, the number had risen to 78%. Jim Ryan, ABC News.
A woman in Austria wants to give away a lot of cash. 31-year-old Marlene Engelhorn is a vocal advocate for tax justice, demanding higher taxes on the top 1%. She just inherited more than $4 billion. Austria does not have inheritance tax. Now she's asking 50 other Austrians to help her decide how to distribute a big portion of that money. Michelle Franzen, ABC News.
Civic Media News, I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Families in need in Wisconsin will get help buying groceries this summer. Families in the federal Summer Electronic Benefits Program will get food cards with $40 a month for each eligible child. Wisconsin is one of 35 states in the program. A new report says S&P 500 CEOs make 300 times more than the average worker. Rosanna Landis Weaver is a shareholder advocate. She says some CEOs even make 1,000 times more.
There's no person in the world that adds as much value as 1,000 other people. There's no question if the 1,000 workers disappeared versus if the CEO disappeared, what would be the outcome?
Some shareholders are pushing to require executives to hold stock longer to reduce short-term stock manipulation. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Here's what you need to know closer to home.
Golden Eagles lose to Butler. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. Men's college basketball, number 11th ranked Marquette Golden Eagles could not hit from the three-point line. They lost at home to the Butler Bulldogs, 69-62. Guard Sean Jones went down hard in the second half.
Don't have anything official, but it looks like Sean sustained a knee injury. We'll get an MRI.
Marquette's head coach Shaka Smart. Number 15th ranked Wisconsin with a win on the road. They beat Ohio State 71-60. The Badgers have now won five in a row. NFL, the Seattle Seahawks looking for a new head coach. Pete Carroll is out after 14 seasons in Seattle. He's 72. The Packers practicing indoors for Sunday's game in Dallas. Green Bay, the youngest team in the postseason. Cowboys head coach Mike McCarthy.
They got some new faces, particularly, play a lot of guys in their secondary, throughout the year. Have seen Jordan a few times in the breakdowns. It's really just getting tuned with the matchups.
That's Mike McCarthy with sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
Playing what we want.
Yeah. Wake up, Jack. Your antenna blew off last night.
It's time to raise money for Jack FM's parking fines.
If you have unfiled taxes or are in debt to the IRS, this is important news. The IRS just rolled out a new program to help struggling taxpayers more easily resolve their tax problems. It's called the Taxpayer Relief Initiative, and it opens up powerful new options for people looking to get back on the right track with the IRS. And no one knows this program like the professionals at Optima Tax Relief, America's most trusted tax resolution company. They've resolved over $1 billion in tax debt for their clients and have the expertise and experience to help you. One easy call to Optima can start the process, helping to put an end to your worries of wage garnishment, asset seizure, and other aggressive IRS actions. Make today the beginning of your fresh start with the IRS. Call the experts at Optima Tax Relief now for your free confidential consultation.
Call 800-783-8055. That's 800-783-8055. 800-783-8055.
Optima Tax Relief.
Some restrictions apply. For complete details, please visit OptimaTaxRelief.com.
What's your go-to when the cold winds of winter blow? A heavy coat? A hat? For many of us, it's lip stuff, too. But did you know one of the most popular brands, Carmex, the one in the little yellow tube or tub, is a Wisconsin product? It's made in Franklin, a suburb of Milwaukee, and it's shipped to more than 60 countries every year. So can you guess the original use for CarMax? Fixing squeaky doors, actual lip balm, or to soften baseball gloves? The answer coming up. Alfred Woolwig created CarMax in the kitchen of his Dodge County home in Rubicon in 1937. He hand-poured thousands of jars until deciding to automate the manufacturing process in the 70s. Now, can you guess the original use for CarMax when it was created more than 80 years ago? It's always been meant to be a lip balm, but people use it on other dry or itchy skin areas too. It remains a true slice of Wisconsin. I'm Terry Barr for the Civic Media Radio Network.
This weather update is sponsored by Hansen HVAC, Heating and Cooling, your local Armstrong Air dealer of Phillips and Manitowish Waters.
Here's your 103.1 Jack FM weatherology forecast. Chance for snow this afternoon, otherwise cloudy skies expected. Daytime highs approaching 29, winds out of the southwest 5 to 10 miles per hour. Cloudy skies expected again tonight, slight chance of snow, lows level off around 12. Snow likely tomorrow, high temperatures reach up to 26, cloudy skies expected. Temps below average Saturday and Sunday with highs near zero to the mid-teens. Chance for snow Saturday. 4 to 8 inches of snow today through Saturday. From the Weatherology Weather Center, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently, it's 27 degrees.
When Jag FM says it's time to face the music, we mean this bunch of songs in a row. Days are now getting longer, but not Jack FM's attention span.
Hanging around downtown by myself, and I had so much time to sit down and think about myself, and then there she was, like double cherry pie. Yeah, there she was, like disco superfly. I smell sex and candy here. Who's that lounging in my chair? Who's that casting devious stares in my direction? Mama, this surely is a dream. Yeah, yeah, mama, this surely. And I've had too much caffeine, and I was thinking about myself, and then there she was, in platform double suede. Yeah, there she was, like disco lemonade. I smell sex and candy here. Yeah. Who's that lounging? Who's that casting devious stares in my direction? Mama, this surely is a dream. And can they hear? Who's that lounging in my chair? Who's that casting devious stares in my direction? Mama, this surely is a dream. Do you? Yeah, mama, this surely is a dream. Yeah, mama, this surely.
Jack, doesn't it bother you at your age to still live in your mom's basement?
Multiplication, and they still can't feed everyone. Oh no! Electric Avenue. And then we'll take it higher.
winter hazard information for the following county, Ashland, Wisconsin. Blizzard warning in effect from 6 a.m. Friday to noon Central Standard Time Saturday. Blizzard conditions expected. Total snow accumulations of 7 to 10 inches. Winds gusting as high as 50 miles per hour. The areas affected include Bayfield and Ashland counties. This includes the tribal lands of the Bad River Reservation and the Red Cliff Band. The hazardous weather conditions are expected from 6 a.m. Friday to noon Central Standard Time Saturday. The following impacts are expected. Travel could be very difficult. Widespread blowing snow could significantly reduce visibility. The hazardous conditions could impact the morning or evening commute. Gusty winds could bring down tree branches. Travel should be restricted to emergencies only. If you must travel, have a winter survival kit with you. If you get stranded, stay with your vehicle. The latest road conditions can be obtained by calling 511. Road conditions can also be found at 511mn.org for Minnesota or 511wi.gov for Wisconsin.
Club 866-930-JACK.
Somebody once told me the world is gonna roll me. I ain't the sharpest tool in the shed. She was looking kind of dumb with her finger and her thumb in the shape of an L on her forehead. Well, the years start coming and they don't stop coming. Fed to the rules and I hit the ground running. Didn't make sense not to live for fun. Your brain gets smart, but your head gets dumb. So much to do, so much to see. So what's wrong with taking the back streets? You'll never know if you don't go. You'll never shine if you don't glow. Hey now, you're an all-star. Get your game on, go play. Hey now, you're a rock star. Get the show on, get paid.
And all that winners is gold.
Only shooting stars break the mold. It's a cool place, and they say it gets colder. You're bundled up now, wait till you get older. But the media men beg to differ. Just
analogy, by the hole in the satellite picture. The ice we skate is getting pretty thin. The water's getting warm, so you might as well swim. My world's on fire, how about yours? That's the way I like it, and I'll never get bored. Hey now, you're an all-star. Get your game on, go play. Hey now, you're a rock star. Get the show on, get paid.
Jack FM is dealing with inflation.
Attorney Joe Cordell.
Business owners and professionals face special challenges in divorce court. In addition to everything else going on, they have to contend with allegations that they are earning more than they are, coupled with claims on their business or practice itself. Clients with assets depend on their divorce lawyer's skills in these matters, and that's why it's so important to hire someone that has those skills.
Schedule an appointment with one of Cordell & Cordell's Madison area attorneys. 1110 Fourier Drive, Suite 120, Madison, Wisconsin, 53717.
For the ones who get it done, the most important part is the one you need now, and the best partner is the one who can deliver. That's why millions of maintenance and repair pros trust Grainger, because we have professional-grade supplies for every industry, even hard-to-find products. And we have same-day pickup and next-day delivery on most orders. But most importantly, we have an unwavering commitment to help keep you up and running. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Join us at Jack's Corner Bar on Cedar Street in Park Falls, Wisconsin for an unforgettable January birthday bash. Come celebrate Vanessa and Brittany's special day with a complimentary specialty drink personally chosen by the birthday girls for all January birthdays. The festivities kick off at 8 p.m. on January 12th, featuring the amazing live music of the Old Pine Road Band. Don't miss this chance to make memories and revel in the joyous atmosphere. Let's make Friday, January 12th, a night to remember at Jack's Corner Bar on Cedar Street in Park Falls, Wisconsin.
This weather update is sponsored by Hansen HVAC Heating and Cooling, your local Armstrong Air dealer of Phillips and Manitouish Waters.
Here's your 103.1 Jack FM weatherology forecast. Chance for snow this afternoon. Otherwise, cloudy skies expected. Daytime highs approaching 29. Winds out of the southwest, 5 to 10 miles per hour. Cloudy skies expected again. Tonight, slight chance of snow. Lows level off around 12. Snow likely. Tomorrow, high temperatures reach up to 26. Cloudy skies expected. Temps below average Saturday and Sunday with highs near zero to the mid-teens. Chance for snow Saturday. 4 to 8 inches of snow today through Saturday. From the Weatherology Weather Center, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently, it's 26 degrees.
Today's Title Town Report is brought to you by Jack's Corner Bar in Park Falls.
From historic Title Town to our town, Park Falls, Wisconsin, Jack's Corner Bar, located on Cedar Street, serves up a super bowl of delicious daily specials, including deep-fried chicken every day of the week. Enjoy Burger and Fries Thursday, Friday Fish Fry with Salad Bar. Saturday, look forward to pork and dumplings. Saturday night, get set for a tasty prime rib with Salad Bar at Jack's Corner Bar, located in our town, Park Falls, Wisconsin, where strangers become friends and good times roll.
From Wisconsin Radio Network Sports, this is the Titletown Report. Now, with the latest from Lambeau, here's Bill Scott.
Brett Favre is in the Pro Football Hall of Fame. Aaron Rodgers will be a first ballot Hall of Famer after he retires, but neither Favre nor Rodgers was able to take their team to the playoffs in their first year as a starter. Jordan Love is about to do that when the Packers take on the Cowboys in the wildcard playoffs on Sunday. Love just captured his second straight NFC Offensive Player of the Week award, and over the last 8 weeks has thrown 18 touchdown passes with just one interception. Head coach Matt LaFleur.
I think the sky's the limit for him. And I think it all starts with how he approaches the game and how he approaches life. He's awesome to come to work with each and every day. He puts the time and effort in. He's got laser focus, and it's been really cool to watch him grow, develop.
I'll have more from Titletown after this.
I know I need to pay attention to my health, but I just can't seem to find the time. Between rushing to work and taking care of the kids, there's not much time left over for me. So I decided to start small by eating more fruits and vegetables and being more active. And then I got the family to make some changes too. We started by keeping a bowl of fresh fruit on the counter, and I limit the amount of sweet snacks I keep in the house. I've also found some creative ways to add more vegetables to our meals. We're taking more walks, and on the weekends, we head down to the pool at the rec center. It doesn't happen every day, but it does happen. You don't have to change your entire life to be healthier. Just make some simple changes and include your family. You'll see how easy and fun it can be.
You can make a difference. Eat smart, play hard. And when you do, your kids will too. A challenge from USDA.
Last week, Christian Watson practiced Wednesday and Thursday, yet he sat the game out against Chicago. Could this be the week where Watson returns to the lineup?
In my head, it's 100%, but obviously, you know, like last week, still got to prove to them. But I mean, not to say I wasn't doing everything I could before, but I'm doing everything I possibly can to be able to go on Sunday.
Running back Aaron Jones asked, why can the youngest team in the league compete with the Cowboys in Dallas on Sunday?
Did you look at our season? A lot of ups and downs. People counted us out before the season even started. We're resilient. We don't back down from anybody. We're not going to stop fighting.
I'll have more on Friday on the Wisconsin Radio Network.
What an incredible voice, Jack.
103.1 Jack FM.
You should consider a career in telemarketing.
Thank you.
This year, Jack FM is giving up fast food, except for Taco Bell, McDonald's, and KFC.
Ever wonder why Jag FM has no DJs? No, us neither.